Martin Scorsese has long established himself as one of the greatest filmmakers of all time. I think one of the main reasons for this is his fearlessness. From the graphic violence shown to us in glistening black and white in Raging Bull, to the full revelations of corruption in different historical periods, like in Gangs of New York or The Age of Innocence, Scorsese has added to his list of polarizing masterpieces once again with The Wolf of Wall Street. Screenwriter Terrence Winter, lead actor Leonardo DiCaprio, and Scorsese have done all they could do to make the telling of the rise and fall of real-life stockbroker Jordan Belfort as brutally, explicitly, crudely, and entertainingly honest as possible. And they certainly succeeded. No amount of language, drugs, or sex is spared from this 3-hour film, which I understand had to be edited down from an NC-17 rating. With all of this said, what all of the excessiveness of this film does is accurately show the excessiveness that was 1980s Wall Street. The Wall Street that Jordan Belfort entered as a young stockbroker and that he managed to create an empire in as the crooked salesman of penny stocks. DiCaprio is brilliant in showing Belfort's arch from an ambitious go-getter to power-mad leader of a fast-growing business to full-blown cocaine, medication, and prostitute addict who's reached the top of the corporate ladder. Once he's reached this state of dissipation, it's a whirlwind watching Belfort struggle to balance a wild lifestyle with a life with his first and later his second wife and their kids. There's also his equally out-of-control partners in crime, Jonah Hill and John Dujardin, among others. And there's the increasingly suspicious FBI on his trail. I can't say this film is easy to watch, but golly, is it never boring. And golly, does it say something about the corporatocracy in which we live. Bravo, Marty. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.